Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Success Circle Q&A call. I'm Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so good to have you here. I am just getting so excited because we're getting all ready for the Wake Up Profitable Intensive that happens on Thursday, bright and early at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and I know some of you are on your way, so you're going to be listening to this recording, and we're gonna see each other then. So I'm so excited, and a lot of really great content there, and it's just really going to catapult your business to new levels, and so it's going to be a lot of fun too. Just as you know, this is a Q&A call. The purpose of the Q&A call is to answer your questions that you have about growing your business. And a couple of changes and announcements that I want to make, not only about some upcoming events, but also to so you can mark your calendar and also use the brand new programs that we're launching at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive this Thursday. And so you can use them because there's a lot of really great stuff happening in the Success Circle. First of all, let's see. What we're going to do with the Q&A calls is we are actually retiring the Q&A calls, but not to worry. All of the past Q&A calls are going to be in the audio library. So I will bet your question is in one of the sessions that we've had. What we have found is that, hey, people are really growing their business really quickly, and to help them do that, we're replacing it with what's called the Influencers Exchange. What's the Influencers Exchange? Well, it's helping you grow your influence by tapping into other high-achieving entrepreneurs that are part of the Success Circle to create your referral marketing. The more networking you do, the more refined your referral systems, you will notice the more influence that you will have. And so the Influencers Exchange is about an effective way to grow your influence. So here's how it's going to work. Each month you're going to have an opportunity to register for as many Influencers Exchange meetings that you would like. Come on the call. There's about four, so we make it really small, and there's a reason for that, is so that you can learn a new referral system tip. It's going to be addressed each month. Real simple, real easy. You can implement it, move on. And so a great way to help you grow your referral systems. You'll also get to know other people, what they do, and how to give referrals. Again, this is creating the cycle of circulation in your business. What is that? You know, the more you give, you receive. The more you give, the more, you know, you receive. And so you're creating this cycle. But you have to give first, and not with the expectation of receiving, but that's just how it works, right? And you have to be ready and ready to receive as well. So that all happens in the cycle of circulation with your business. So the Influencers Exchange is going to help you with that, create that cycle of circulation in your business. So I'm real excited about that, and we're going to be launching that at this Wake Up Profitable Intensive, which, by the way, is the last three-day intensive that we're having. And the reason for that is because we've also made a major upgrade to the Success Circle that you have instant access to, and that is the Business Blueprint Wizard. I'm just, like, so excited about this. Why? Because the Business Blueprint Wizard is going to take your business to whole new levels. I know after teaching my students with the Business Blueprint, it is a game changer. And we have completely automated that process. So now what took us a full day to explain is now automated, and you, as a Success Circle member, have access. So once you log in, you'll see My Business Blueprint. It will remember your name. You can fill out your Business Blueprint. And when you complete it, you will at a touch of a button, you can put some action items on your calendar so you make sure that things happen, things that we're strategizing about in the Entrepreneurial Edge System Self-Study Program. And again, you want to put that into your Business Blueprint, which helps you to operationalize your business, keep you focused on exactly who your target market is, to keep you aligned with your mission. And the really cool thing is not only does it integrate with your calendar, you can print it out at the end. Take it with you everywhere, update it, come back, update it. It's a really cool tool. You're going to absolutely love it. I'm excited about it. I'm thrilled about it. And I know you will be too. So use it, use it, use it. And it is live, so you're welcome to use it now. But we are making the official announcement at the 2013 Wake Up Profitable Intensive. So cool, cool, cool. Well, we have a variety of events that are coming up. As you know, this Thursday is the intensive. But on May 14th, and by the way, we're having the Wake Up Profitable Intensive again. Let me just say that. It's just not going to be a three-day. It'll now be a two-day. Okay? Again, because we have systematized the Business Blueprint Wizard. May 14th is a business accelerator call. It's a Tuesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendar, because what you're going to hear is how to manifest leads out of thin air and finally get ROI from your URL. I love that. My special guest is going to be lead generation expert Jane Birch of Marketing Monsoon, who happens to be one of my sponsors at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive. And you're going to learn more about your ideal customers, how they find you easily online, and see you as an obvious choice. We're also going to cover how to get them to contact you and become your prospect, how to convert your prospect to clients or customers, and how to take your lead generation system to the next level. So all of that is going to happen on May 14th. And let me just give you another date, too, here on June 11th, which, again, is a Tuesday, because every second Tuesday of each month is the high-content business accelerator call. Okay, so every second Tuesday of each month, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, is the business accelerator call. So we take a different topic. I interview guest experts, pick their brains. You know, I get off the calls with my guest experts and talk to them, and they're like, you know, I love the questions you ask, Lisa, but you get me to tell you stuff that I only tell my clients in my high-level program. So I just have a knack for asking questions. On June 11th is the next Business Accelerator call. You're going to hear about how to mastering influence, how to become a highly paid expert in your field of work. And my good friend and mastermind partner, Teresa DeGroba, who is a six-time best-selling author, international best-selling author, will be on the call. So I'm going to pick her brain as well, and you're just going to love those upcoming events. Okay. Well, let's start off. And by the way, I want to remind you that the fourth Tuesday of each month, we're going, instead of the Q&A calls, we're going to be having the Influencers Exchange. We'll be making more announcements out for you to let you know where to register and all that good stuff. Okay, let's get down to the questions. We have quite a few questions today. I know people are on their way come to visit me, but I want to make sure we get through some of these questions today. I'm sure we'll have plenty of time. Okay. We have, the first question comes in from Tara. Hey, Tara. I have two questions about setting up an ebook. Is there a software program that is recommended? And how long should an ebook be? Great questions. Thank you, Tara, for sending those questions in. And just as a follow-up, you want to use it on your website and have it available for e-readers as well. Okay. Simple, the most easiest way to do this is if you have Word, create a Word document and you save it into a PDF, because any Word document you can save into a PDF. And really, that's the easy way to do it. And it's that simple. I know a lot of people would like to make it seem like it's more complex. It really is that simple. Now, when you use it on your website, I'm assuming you want to use it on a website for like maybe a lead generator, or you want to make sure that you get some information before you give the information. And in this case, you want to get their name and email address before they download your valuable ebook that you've spent your heart and soul into making sure that it's high content. So that's something you want to do. You want to make sure that you have something opt-in, or maybe you want to sell it, and that's a way to do it too. A lot of people can download the PDF and upload it into a reader, and they have no problems reading it. So you could also, now if you're thinking too about Kindle, there is software for Kindle. There's something called eBook Generator, which converts an HTML document to an eBook format, or eBook Generator, or eBook Gold, allows you to integrate normal text documents and support video and audio files. But you know what? If it's a plain eBook, then you can go ahead and simply put it into a PDF. So it's really quite that simple. So I hope that answered your question. Let me see here. I know that I had other notes here about that. Yeah, even if it's an iPad or anything like that, what people normally do with my ebook that I have on freebusinessplanformat.com is I have it on there. They can download it, and I know people downloaded it to their iPad and have not had any problems with it. So. Now, how long should an ebook be? You know, that's a really great question. I've seen some of the most brilliant things be one or two pages. And so here is really where you got to think about who your ideal client is, and not only how you can help them, but what is the first step in your process in them doing business with you? So let's say you're a coach. What is the first process that people will have? Who are you targeting? So maybe it's something you have on your website, but why do you want to give them that information? So, for example, my free business plan format ebook is targeting people that may be starting a business. And what's the first thing that people do when they want to start a business? They put in free business plan or free business plan format because they feel that they need to have a business plan. So I give them that at the end of the ebook. So make sure if you're putting something on a lead generation page with keyword phrases, that you make sure you give them what they're there for, okay, which is a free business plan format, which I do at the end of my book. But more importantly, I want them to really think about the mindset, the entrepreneurial mindset, and help them through that process. Is being an entrepreneur really for them? And get them ready to take that next step. So think about this from a perspective of your ideal client, even before sort of they meet you and may be ready to even buy from you before that point. What mindset are they in? Because that very well may go into your ebook. Now, it could be as simple as putting in a survey in your ebook and help them with probing questions. Maybe it's what they want to accomplish. Maybe it's what are they most frustrated with. So even, for example, a financial advisor might put out there, you know, what is the biggest thing about your finances you'd like to fix, you know. So it could be simple as a questionnaire that helps them walk through a certain piece of your process before they even get to meet you, to not only establish your credibility, but help them solve a small problem. Now, the thing is, after they read your ebook, they're still going to have a problem, potentially. You may have solved it, or they may have decided, even after they download my ebook, sometimes people say, oh, gosh, I don't think entrepreneurship is for me. Well, that's fine. In fact, that's great. And I know that I've helped thousands and thousands of people. In fact, I've heard from some of them who said, thank you. I never realized that this was, you know, the mindset involved in the marketing involved in being an entrepreneur. And so they realized, maybe that's not for me. Or they said, you know what, this solidified it. This helped me walk through a process. This helped me get to that next level. This helped me stop procrastinating. So again, help them along the way, and it also establishes your credibility. Because within your ebook, you also want to maybe put your story, share your story, so that there's a connection. And this is all about creating relationships, creating trust, and creating choices. So when they meet you through your ebook, you're starting that relationship. They're shaking hands with you, essentially. By putting in their name and email address, they're shaking hands with you, and they said, you know what, I want to learn more about you. I want to learn more about how you can help me solve my problem. And by doing that, think of that as you're courting them. You're kind of courting them. You're just meeting them for the first time. What would you ask somebody the first time you meet them about your area of expertise? So, and again, you want to also keep in mind who your ideal client is, or your preferred client. For those of you that have gone through the self-study program, the preferred client profile. So you want to take that and make sure those elements, those descriptions, are in your ebook. So again, length depends on what specific problem for the very first time that they meet you are you trying to solve? And how can you pre-qualify them? So whether it takes one page or it takes, you know, I wouldn't make it too long. I don't want to make it a novel so that if anybody prints it out, they're going to have a heart attack because they're killing too many trees. So keep that in mind. Okay, keep that in mind. So just one, what is your first step? So let's see. And I want to make sure, Tara, that I answered your question. So let me just review this question that you have. So setting up an ebook, software and program, again, just use Word, convert to PDF. How long should it be? So I think we've got it. So, I did want to say, maybe I said this, the iBook Reader for iPads works just fine. And again, iBook Reader for iPads does convert those PDFs, so can read those PDFs, so that's not a problem. And again, more and more people are on their cell phones using an iPad. So remember, or mobile phones, so you may want to test out, you know, when people go to your website, can they download it pretty easily? Test it out yourself on your own phone. So some ideas there. Thanks, Tara, for that question. All right, David asked, how can someone find out about my page without direction from me? You know, this is a really great question. So thank you. Oh, you know what? We have six questions. I'm sorry. I almost missed a question here. Thank you, David, for sending in your question. You know, for this, I tapped into my the SEO guy. the guru, the web traffic guy, as he's known, Janik Mehta, from PR Easy. And by the way, he is going to be, we're going to have a great webinar for you, actually, just the Success Circle members, only on October 8th, on how to be Googlicious. But I tapped into him when, David, you asked this question, because Janik is the web traffic guy. So what you really want to know is, hey, how can anybody find my page without me having to direct them? First of all, there are ways to do that. Second of all, you do want to have a comprehensive, systematic plan to always bring traffic back. Don't always rely on organic traffic methods. Here's why. Because Google is always changing their methodology on web traffic, okay? So you always want to be feeding that and have a very strategic plan in how you're going to get traffic to your site, preferably your lead generator site. But there are several things that can be done to really optimize a page for search engine, not only crawling but indexing according to Janik. And he says, step one, using keywords and keyword phrases. So I mentioned earlier about how do people find me. Well, one of those ways is through freebusinessplanformat.com, and this is kind of when they're first looking to start a business. The main thing is that search engines use those keyword phrases to find relevant data. So you want to choose the most relevant words for your page because it makes better sense for your searchers to find your page. And it also gets shared as well. The other thing you can do is title tags that are used in search engines to name the site. So he suggests title tag, descriptive, and keywords that are efficient to use on your site. And again, this is something you may want to have your web person, whoever does your website, for those of you who are not techie, and I'm not one of them, but you may, well, I get around, but in terms of the tech stuff, but when it gets this techie, I defer. It's more efficient that way. So you may want to check into title tags or ask your web developer about it. Header tags, according to Janik, are important. You also want to look at keyword density. Interesting enough about keyword density, and this goes to your article marketing. It's really the amount of times a keyword is shown in an article in relation to the rest of the content. And when you use keywords for, you can drive traffic automatically to your site. Now, this could be done through your blog and using that. It could also be from a site, an authority site that you use where you submit articles to, like article directories, and they'll send traffic back to you. As long as those articles are very high content articles. And so if you write an article about, I don't know, business plans, how to do a free business plan, for example, and it's all about how to do one and you have some keywords, and at the end of that article you have your bio with, you know, your freebusinessplanformat.com, which happens to be mine, but just using this as an example, then the search engines are going to pick that up, and then you're going to start getting traffic organically from just that one article. Or maybe you submit that article to another authority site, like some of the major sites that will pick up your article. Let's see what else he suggests. Images, by the way, are becoming very popular and really sending traffic. Your image that you post, say you write a blog article, that image that you save can have a keyword, all right, a keyword for your on your blog. So again, more and more people are searching images, posting images. We also had in the Business Accelerator calls recently, Laura Rubenstein, who's a social media expert, talk all about Pinterest. And so if you missed that, go into the audio library and listen to my interview with Laura on Pinterest for Business. Kind of some fascinating things about how you can integrate Pinterest with some of your blogging articles and other social media. Interestingly, too, some things you want to think about for driving traffic are the kinds of search results that happen. There are 32 billion unique searches done each month. And guess how many, percentage-wise, of those searches have local intent, okay, are local? 40%. 40% of searches have a local intent. So what that means is people are looking for things in their local area and they're searching on these major search engines, which could be Google, Bing, Yahoo. And when they're looking for a product or service, it's usually because they're ready to buy and want to buy it now. According to a marketing research survey that was done by Kelsey, 90% of purchases are made within 50 miles of a person's home. So think about that when you're looking at your website, when you're writing articles, local visibility, thinking about your local visibility and how you can really optimize. So just some really great points from Janik Mehta, and I want to acknowledge him for helping answer your question, David. So thank you so much for submitting that. All right. Joanna is interested in changing. You want to change your set point. And I know you're talking here, Joanna, about your mindset. I think a lot of times, and I would encourage you to take advantage of your laser coaching calls, because oftentimes entrepreneurs try to figure stuff out themselves. They try to get to that next level without support. And that's what the Success Circle is all about, is to help you reset that mindset, because you're so close to things that sometimes you can't see it for yourself, right? And it's helpful just to talk through things and get another perspective. But the very first step in really changing a set point about whether it's your marketing, about what is possible, is really to create an awareness. Awareness about your current beliefs. And that's really the first step of mastering your inner entrepreneur, is understanding the beliefs. And one of the reasons why I believe a lot of my alumni, and they told me this, why they come back year after year to my Wake Up Profitable Intensive is for a tune-up. And they hear the systems approach every year differently. And here's why. Because they've reset their set point. They've discovered things that maybe, oh, they're looking at it differently. Maybe they shut it off completely before because they just weren't ready to hear it. Now it's like, oh, I get it. I so get this. And then the next year, they work on their business, not just in their business. They're working on their business. They're expanding their capacity and their skill set, because now they've implemented some things. They're seeing how it's working. They're seeing how the system's working. They're testing that system. They're revising it, refining it throughout the year. They get the support of the Success Circle to keep them on task, which Success Circle members are about 5 times more likely to achieve their goals than if they don't have support at all. And I see this every year, because the high-achieving ones come back, and boy, they're soaring. And each year, they're coming back with phenomenal stories about how they've upgraded their business blueprint. So changing your set point comes from really understanding and creating that current awareness about those belief systems. And I see it all the time, especially the belief systems that people have about marketing. And some of the self-sabotaging stuff that goes on because they're afraid to market because they don't have their leveraged model, their leveraged business model. And so they hesitate on marketing simply because they don't know how they're going to get it all done. And that's why it's important to understand and have the sacred support of those coaching calls, those laser coaching calls. So my first advice to you, Joanna, would be to create awareness about what those blind spots are and go through some of the self-study program again in that first section. It's a really great place to start. And I go back to it. Every time I peel open a layer, boom, move to the next level. So great, great places to come back to, great resources. So Joanna, I hope that helped you. Thank you for submitting your question. Next question we have, and by the way, and also in the tools, mastering your inner entrepreneur tools. Understand the different principles, the 4 principles that I talked to, the principles of focus, the principles of belief, the principle of control, the principle of conscious thoughts. And make sure to create the systems around that mindset. And that's really key. A lot of people think that they can only say, you know, their mindset systems once and it'll start working. It's like exercise. You can't expect to lose 50 pounds if you exercise one time. Right? It's got to be a continuous system. So I recommend that as even a second point in changing your set point. Number four, how do I get in the door? Faye, thank you for submitting this. How do I get in the door in the first place? Great question, Faye. First of all, it depends on whose door you want to get into. So number one, you want to be exact to attract. So whose door are you trying to get into, number one? But most importantly, how do you reverse the sales process? So number two, there's more than one way to get into a house. Right? You can go in the front door, you can go direct, you can go through a window, through the chimney, through the back door. But in reversing the sales process, it's about being so compelling and offering such value on the outside of that house. So you're not knocking on the door. People are opening the door to see who's out there and what you're doing. And it's kind of like having that compelling, you know, that neighbor who has the beautiful landscaping, and you go outside and you look at the beautiful landscaping, you open your doors, it's a bright sunny day, and you're just in awe at how beautiful, and they're working on their beautiful landscaping, and it's just so compelling and so attracting and so attractive that you go over there and then you start talking to the neighbor. You want to be the neighbor. You want to be that neighbor that people come up to and say, gee, how did you get your grass so green? And everything looks beautiful. It looks flawless. That's what you want to do. So you're not knocking on the door. People are coming to you. Totally different mindset. So now it's not about you chasing them, you know, sort of bothering them, if you will. I don't believe anybody's bothering anybody, but in a sales process, you're offering them something of value. But think about how you reverse the sales process. How do you become so attractive that they want what you have? So number one, be exact to attract. And number two, how can you reverse the sales process so it's so attractive that people want what you have? And maybe it is through education that you have something that nobody else has that sets you apart, that breaks the commodity handcuffs, that sets you apart from everybody else. And I see it time and time again. I mean, a lot of my clients have done this, even if they had regular even if they were part of that commodity, you know, credit card processors were part of that commodity. You know, everybody says they're a credit card processor. Well, Jared Sparrow, one of my clients, broke those commodity handcuffs. He separated himself out by creating his own signature system. He's going like gangbusters and doing a really great job. So, again, just think about how can I break those commodity handcuffs? If you're a coach, what kind of coach? Be exact to attract. Who do you specialize with, number one? Number two, what's the transformation that you provide? Why would people want to work with you? What's the transformation that they would give anything to work with? That's what you want to focus on. And at that point, you're going to be bringing people in. And when you bring people in, what do you have to offer them? And here, let's go back to the ebook question that Tara had earlier, is do you have an ebook? Maybe it's an audio. Maybe it's a DVD. Something they can download. It's simple. It's easy. It helps them. It establishes your credibility. And people are drawn into it. And then you cultivate that relationship with them. Time and, you know, over time, you create some compelling things that keep them coming back. So hopefully I answered your question, Faye, and we can open the lines and see if there's anybody who has any questions they didn't submit they would like to ask. So hang on one second. Okay, does anybody have a question they want to ask? And this is where everybody always tends to go like major silent and nobody asks a question. So remember to unmute yourself if you do have yourself muted. So I know a lot of you star six sit, so make sure if you do ask a question, you do unmute yourself first. So does anybody have a question they want to ask? We're going to open it up to everybody. Does anybody have any questions? Everybody's quiet. I guess I did a good job, huh? All right, we're going to mute everybody, and hey, gave you a chance to speak up. I know you're out there. I can see you on the switchboard. So, but that's okay. I know a lot of you are kind of getting ready to come visit me, and really do appreciate that. Looking forward to it. So we're, I think those were the questions that we had. Again, I want to remind you of May 14th, Manifest Leads Out of Thin Air. Then in June 11th, we have Mastering Influence, How to Become a Highly Paid Expert in Your Field of Work, and with my guest experts there. And let's see, we are starting the Influencers Exchange, so look for more information on the Influencers Exchange. We'll be announcing that at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive this Thursday. And let's see what else. If you haven't scheduled your laser coaching call, remember to do that. Just simply email info@accelerateassociates.com, and Tamara will take care of you in getting that, getting us for time scheduled. I think that's it. I want to thank everybody for coming on the call today. We're gonna get done a little bit early today, but I appreciate you all submitting your questions. And remember, this call for those of you that are on the call live. Remember, you can catch the replay if you missed any part of today in a Success Circle audio library under Q&A calls, and that will be available for you to re-listen to. So thanks so much again for coming, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.